I'm Steve Gruber. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, December 4, 2019. I had to scramble to get something that I misplaced and forgotten. Had to grab it for you, but here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan went to Louisville, sporting a new number four ranking. Number one, Louisville, not that impressed. Duke came to Michigan State. They weren't that impressed. They weren't that impressed either. Number two, Governor Whitmer will reportedly veto a bill that would allow hunters to start baiting deer in Michigan again. We'll talk about that. And number one, I want to get to this thing we were talking about a bit about, you know, gender-neutral Santa Claus and all this nonsense about gender and gender identity. Here's a term you need to know, biological dimorphism. It's a first-grade science term. Biological dimorphism simply means there are differences between male and female. There are two genders, potentially three if you're a hermaphrodite. And that's the end of it. It's not hateful. It's not judgmental. It's scientifically factual. And I bring this to your attention because a couple of weeks ago, I was handed a book. The book is titled, It Feels Good to Be Yourself, a book about gender identity. It Feels Good to Be Yourself. And normally I wouldn't care a lot about this book, except it was handed to me by a gentleman whose wife had received it in her classroom. The problem is, in her classroom, a kindergarten class in Howell, Michigan, she never ordered the book. For those of you who don't know, at the beginning of each year, teachers will order books and they'll get books delivered to the classroom, ones that they want to read to the kids or be involved with the kids. Certainly in elementary school, you'll get a bunch of different books. But I want to read to you from It Feels Good to Be Yourself because this was a book she never ordered. This is a book she never ordered. And yet there it was in her pile of books for kindergartners. And here's how it opens with its preface. Some people are boys. Some people are girls. Some people are both. Neither or somewhere in between. And this is what's being offered up to kindergartners. This is Ruthie. She's a transgender girl. That means when she was born, everyone thought she was a boy until she grew a little older, old enough to tell everyone that she's actually a girl. Girl is Ruthie's gender identity. This is Ruthie and her brother Xavier. Xavier is a cisgender boy. That means when Xavier was born, everybody thought he was a boy. And when he grew older, it turned out everyone was right. He is a boy. Just like they were right when they said that Ruthie was a boy. Boy is Xavier's gender identity. I'm just reading to you from this little color book so you can understand. There are so many different ways to be a boy or a girl. Too many to fit into a book. But not everyone feels like either a boy or a girl. Non-binary is a helpful word that can describe a kid who doesn't feel exactly like a boy or a girl. This is Ruthie's friend, Alex. Alex is both a boy and a girl. When Alex was born, everyone thought Alex was a girl, but Alex is both boy and girl. That's Alex's gender identity. Yeah. This is Alex's friend, JJ. JJ is neither a boy nor a girl. Ever since JJ was very little, see, they don't tell you what JJ was born. Ever since JJ was very little, they never knew exactly to feel like a boy or a girl. They just felt like themselves. This is JJ's gender identity. Then this crap goes on and on and on. And it's little picture books, and this is the nonsense that's being sent to elementary students around the country and around the world. There are a never-ending number of ways to be yourself in the world, whether you feel like a boy or a girl, both or neither, or if you describe yourself another way, that is your gender identity. In fact, you can use complete nonsense words. Things that are absolutely meaningless, according to Webster's Dictionary, and call yourself that. So, my gender words today are he, him, and I think I'm going to be Mr. Delicious. Alex, from now on, you call me Mr. Delicious. That's my gender identity. You got it? Good. Mr. Delicious here. And if anybody calls me anything besides Mr. Delicious Gruber, I'm going to be offended. Or how about Your Highness? I like that one a lot. Let me ask you this. Why is it so important to the left? Why is it so important to the left to sexualize children from the time they're born? Why is it so important to sexualize children? Why is it so important for them to demand that children have sex education and talk about things like, well, masturbation and a whole host of other things? Why is that so important to them? Why is it important for them to demonstrate these things? How did this become so important? Because to me, it has no place. It has no place in the conversation. Not at that young age, not as a kindergartner, not as a five-year-old. Five-year-olds don't need to have a discussion about masturbation or underage drinking or fondling or orgasms or sexual intercourse or any of these other things that are described in other books. In Virginia, I have an article here, sexually explicit books were put in these Virginia classrooms and parents want answers. Focusing on sexual diversity, they contain sexually explicit language. Like I said, underage drinking, fondling, masturbation, orgasms, oral sex, all sorts of things. Another book, My Princess Boy, designed to introduce 5- and 6-year-olds to the harmful idea they can change their gender. Then there's the book Heather Has Two Mommies, which basically says there's no need for fathers in this world, which is nonsense. You know it as well as I do. Then there's Beyond Magenta, a transgender teen speaks out. Some Girls Bind, Weird Girl, and What's His Name? Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen. The demand for all of this is growing from a very demented fringe. These are not people that you'd probably hang out with. I mean, this is just absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. And we don't need to be sexualizing our children. I mean, does it really matter? I mean, I pretended to be a dinosaur when I was a kindergartner. They didn't let me grow up and, you know, eat neighborhood dogs and pretend I was a dinosaur. I pretended I was a lot of things when I was growing up. But that doesn't make it real. I identify as a billionaire. That doesn't mean I'm going to get on the Learjet and fly to Europe. We're entertaining things that are absolutely ludicrous. Entertaining concepts and ideas that the World Health Organization still refers to as gender dysphoria, a mental illness. And why would we embrace that? I'll take a picture of this book. It feels good to be yourself. So you too can feel good about knowing the truth and how to defend yourself against it. All right? Because this is a step way too far. Way too far. I don't mind what you do, and I don't mind if you identify as a man or a woman. Do whatever you want. Dress however you want. I don't care. Don't force those ideas upon my children or the children at large. That's not your place. 14 after.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work.
Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.